ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸಿ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿ ನಮಃ. ಅರಣ್ಯಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 69 ಕಬಂಧ. The recitation begins now. Rama and Lakshmana set their faces to the southwest and proceeded on and on until they came upon a path dim and dark with thick trees, bushes, firs and creepers. It was fearful to the eye and hard to tread. The feet of man had never invaded it. The princes very swiftly crossed that part of Dandaka, teeming with lions, tigers, bears, and other fierce beasts of prey, and entered Krauncharanya, another wood that lay 3 kroshas from Janasthan. At a distance, it gave one the idea of rain-charged clouds with diverse hue, piled in strange confusion. Blown flowers met the eye everywhere, as if the woods laughed in uncontrolled glee. Birds and beasts of infinite variety ranged the woods in utter fearlessness. The princes rested themselves now and then under the thick foliage of mighty trees, travelled on, keeping a careful search for Sita in the while. They then proceeded due east for another 3 kroshas, crossed the Krauncharanya and came upon another wood that lay between it and Matangashrama. It abounded with lofty trees and fierce beasts and birds and was hard to traverse. On their way, they came upon a huge cave that seemed to lead to the very bowels of the earth. Unbroken darkness reigned in it ever. Nearby, the princes espied a giantess of hideous features, vast of bulk, even as a mountain, with a swelling abdomen that put to shame huge war drums, with teeth and fangs sharp as needles, with skin scaly and tough. She was a sight that turned the hearts of all beings to water. With tousled hair and hideously open mouth, she feasted her fill upon the wild beasts of the forest that fell an easy prey to her. At the sight of the brothers, she ran at them with frightful roars and, clasping in her foul embrace, Lakshmana, that walked in front, roared out, "Come, let us raise these woods in endless joy. They call me Ayomukhi. Know ye not that ye have found favor in my eyes as the result of untold merit in your past births? Strange, my heart turns to you in fond love. Let us pass our lives in pleasure and sport on the mountain peaks and soft shoals of sand." Whereat Lakshmana waxed wroth and whipped out his sword and sliced off her ears, nose and breasts. With hideous roars of pain and rages, she vanished back where she came from. Then Rama and Lakshmana dived into the darker and more dangerous depths of the forests, where Lakshmana, of immeasurable strength, pure heart and clean body, turned to his brother and spoke over joined palms of reverence. "Brother, my left arm throbs frequently. My heart trembles with unaccountable dread. I see many an evil portent that indicates some great misfortune about to overtake us. So let us proceed most carefully. Lo, yon bird, the Vanjula, cries most shrilly that we would defeat our foes in the near future." Thus conversing, they proceeded to make a cautious search in the woods around, when they heard a dreadful sound as if somebody was shattering that forest to pieces. A fierce gale rose and blew as if on the day of dissolution. The earth and sky quaked in affright thereat. They endeavored to ascertain where it proceeded from, when they beheld a Rakshasa stand in the midst of a thicket a long way off. His huge stomach and hideous features caught their eye afar. A nearer view told them that there was no head upon his shoulders. A huge mouth yawned from his stomach. Long sharp hair lay thick over his body. His bulk resembled a dark cloud, and his voice the roaring thereof. A huge tawny eye burnt in his breast like a tongue of fire. With long and sharp teeth, he licked his hanging lips now and then, as he was engaged in his ceaseless task of crunching to powder lions, tigers, elephants, bears, deer, birds, and other creatures. His arms were a yojana in length. He spread them wide and gradually drove towards his huge mouth the beasts and birds between. The princes caught sight of the Rakshasa, a Krosha off, as he stood towering across their path. Then that Kabandha, the headless trunk, drew towards himself the brothers along with other animals within his reach. Armed with a sword and bow, resplendent with energy and strength, yet Rama and Lakshmana allowed themselves to be overpowered. Rama, the elder of the two, was of matchless prowess and unfathomable courage and was not in the least affected. But Lakshmana wanted his brother to be safe, and so he said, "Brother, this cruel Rakshasa has me in his grip. Leave me to my fate and seek the safety of your precious self. Blessed am I to offer my worthless life as a sacrifice to save yours. You are sure to come upon Sita, and that very soon. If I have any prayer to make, it is that you would think of me when you are on the glorious throne of your ancestors and rule your people well and wisely." To which Rama replied, "Child, fear not. Would you forget that you are the very flower of valor? Such as you never lose heart when the strokes of adversity shake them to the very depths." The cruel Rakshasa roughly broke upon his consolations and cried, "Who be ye with broad mighty shoulders? How have you drifted thither but to fall into my power? What would ye have? You have tumbled into my mouth, who waits for you here, tortured by hunger. Here you part from life." Rama glanced at the worn countenance of his brother and said with a sigh, "Robbed of my inheritance, driven to the wild forests, my wife abducted by a nameless wretch, myself in the deepest depths of woe and misery. Are these not enough to wring one's poor heart? But this is a cruel stroke and threatens the loss of our lives. Wonderful it is to see our souls in the grip of calamity that makes short work of our wits. Immeasurable, inconceivable, awful is the might of time. None can stand up against it. Every created object is as wax in its hand. Heroes, sages, and warriors, stern and strong, adepts in the art of war, human, divine, and infernal, yet go down before it to the destruction as a roaring torrent gradually cuts into the bridge of sand." But Lakshmana would not shake off the dread and despondency that was upon him, though exhorted by his brother of peerless might and fame. Then Rama recovered his natural courage, resourcefulness, and keen intellect. Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahani Gunavdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.